You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Sarah Alice Moran. Sarah, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah, we're going to talk about your show at McBride Dillman, Splat Daisies. I'm really excited to talk about this because, there's so many interesting aspects to this show and these beautiful works. So let's jump right into it. This is a series that evokes a number of things, right? We're talking about flowers. We're also talking about your late dog, right? There's narratives throughout this. So before we jump into the specific works, and I know you also have an upcoming talk with Hannah Bierman coming up. What's the big picture of this show? What are you exploring here? Because it seems there's a very personal mythology happening here.
Yeah, I'd like to think that the show is kind of a hopeful show. You know, obviously it's one of the main themes is my dog Pepper, who died last October, who I was very attached to. I think it's sort of a meditation on how animals and dogs can sort of create this link between different worlds. So this sort of, you know, like, I don't know, animal world that feels maybe a little more tied to magic and the earth, and then, you know, the world we live in. Yeah, I think that's sort of part of it.
So animals as a bridge to that magical world. Is that what you're saying? Animals as a bridge to something that's really foreign to us.
Yeah, I think they can help us tap into an imagination and maybe a playfulness that can be hard to access. And so I think it's an exploration of that, as well as an ode to, you know, the love I still have, you know, for my dog personally.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And I really should say I'm sorry to hear about your dog passing. My condolences for that, because it's a loss that is hard to explain, right? I mean, a fellow pet owner may be able to understand it, but it's also a loss, unlike others, right? I mean, when a family member dies, that's a specific type of loss. Of course, that's really heavy, but an animal is something else. Perhaps because of their wordless existence, right? There's something about the relationship to an animal that is, in my experience, seems like a really devastating loss, as opposed to, I don't want to really compare it with like with my mother dying, but that's something else. That's of course very heavy on another level. But I'm just saying animals occupy a very special place in our kind of world of mourning, I guess.
Yeah, and it's sort of a really intimate loss, because it's, you know, for me, I was with my dog kind of all the time. She'd come to the studio. But one thing that I had started doing this research on ancient Roman dog epitaphs, which informed some of this show. And I actually, so the ancient, you know, the Romans loved their dogs, and they made some like gravestones for their dogs where they inscribed these really beautiful poems that they wrote. And I love that it created this link between, like, you know, present day and this ancient culture. It felt like very, you know, very close. And so I actually created some cards for the show to take away that has a few of these inscriptions in Latin and then translated into English. And then I made some drawings on the cards. And so that's part of the show, as well as, you know, the research informed some of my thinking about the work as well.
Tell me a little bit more about those cards, because that's really interesting. I didn't know about the Roman epitaphs, but the cards, they are specific Roman epitaphs, or these are ones that you've written? They are all, in a sense, in homage to to Pepper, right?
These are specific, like, historical epitaphs. I was doing a research project at the New York Public Library, and so I found, you know, these in books. So these were actual epitaphs that were created, you know, 2,000 years ago. And so I want to, you know, I've started collecting them, and I'd like to expand on that project down the road, but I wanted to include a few of them with the show because I think they're really beautiful. And I also, I love giving, having something that people can take with them. And so I had them printed and made, you know, like a drawing for each inscription. And so people can come and take the cards with them.
And you said there's more research to be done down the road, right? This is just the first part of it. What more research will be happening further down the road?
Well, I'd like to turn that into maybe, you know, a book with, you know, the epitaphs and, you know, paired with drawings of mine. So have it be, you know, both a historical book, but also paired with drawings that I make that are, you know, inspired by, you know, the words. And, you know, I've always been inspired by ancient Roman mythology and architecture. So having those elements in it as well.
That sounds really interesting. I mean, just in terms of a research project, that's fascinating. So, of course, some of that research is figuring into the series here, right? In part,
yes.
The epitaphs were in the cards that people can take with them, kind of bringing something with them. And I imagine it's figuring into all of these works. I mean, to jump into one specifically that relates to Pepper, Goodnight Pea, one from this year, which is, you know, looks like it's a self-portrait of you and as a painter, and you're seeing Pepper in the sky, right? Let's talk
yeah.
about this a little bit. On one hand, it seems straightforward, but this is an homage. This is an epitaph almost, right?
Yeah, it is. I think this is one of the last paintings I made for the show. And I think I wanted to really address, like, saying goodbye to Pepper. So, yeah, she's sort of floating in the night sky, but it's also surrounded by these giant flowers. And, yeah, I think it is sort of like an epitaph to her. It's my way to say goodbye and, you know, sort of release her.
Well, the exhibit itself is also relating to Pepper's passing, right? There's the Roman columns that are in there, and also you're encouraging visitors to bring dogs, right, and giving them bones. So this isn't it's perhaps the wrong word, but it's more than Pepper, you're also talking about a kind of the whole show being kind of homage to Pepper and other people who have dogs, bringing them in there to somehow build a different kind of audience almost. I mean, I love that. I'm just asking a little bit about that because the Roman columns, the way it's installed, is also something beyond the paintings in here and perhaps even beyond Pepper, right?
Yeah, so I have this like sculptural installation of three columns with like one has a moon on top, one is a swan, and then one has Pepper. And I've created a bowl that's sort of like reminiscent of like a Roman calyx. So it's sort of referencing, I think, you know, like what might, you know, like if you come upon some ruins, you know, you're an archaeologist. I like the idea that you can just like find these ruins of ancient Rome. But with this installation, I'm encouraging people to bring their dogs and like take a moment to think about how much they appreciate their dog. I've filled this Kylex bowl with milk bones so that people can give their dog a treat and just, you know, give a little love to their animal.
I love that. So to talk about a few other paintings in the show, Bodega Flower Dream. You know, this is, I'm kind of familiar with Bodega Flowers, of course, at the corner deli, the flowers they have. This one really feels dreamlike, right? The flowers aren't necessarily in a vase. They're laying down. There's a rainbow in the background. It does seem somewhat dreamy, right? This isn't a typical still life. This is something else, right? This is a bit dreamy.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's coming across that way. So it, and then the name is kind of literal because I just bought some flowers at my local bodega. And I just wanted something to paint from that felt really sort of like tied me to the earth more. Just like I wanted to look at something. Sometimes I, you know, make drawings from my head and sort of fill in the gaps, but I really wanted to create a still life for this. So I made, a lot of them are based on, I made a still life out of flowers from this group. And then I made like very fast drawings from the still life. And then I made the paintings from those drawings. So there is a bunch of like specific information, but then there's also a lot of room to make things up. And so that I found really helpful in creating this series.
Yeah, I like that so much. And there's another one, the Sunflower Bather. This is another smaller work, but different than the rest in that the flowers are oversized. There's a nude bather in the foreground who seems to be kind of almost underneath all these flowers, which are larger than life size, right? It's almost like this figure is a fairy or something in the kind of traditional sense of fairies being, you know, beings that flit around flowers that are very small. I mean, that's just my association, though. But what is this a sunflower bather to you, or this image?
Well, I think, you know, I had been making these, I did all the small paintings first, and I had been working off of these drawings, and I didn't have any people in them, and I really love painting people, and she just ended up being in there. I think I wanted to figure out how a person fits in this world, and so she just came into this world. Which I think then led me to be able to create the larger paintings that have figures in them. But I think, you know, sort of different like animals and people started appearing in the smaller paintings, and I just allowed them to come through.
I like that. I know you're going to be talking, hopefully listeners can come to the artist talk, which is in just a few days, April 25th at 2 p.m. at the gallery. As you're having that talk, I mean, to kind of see that talk a little bit, it sounds like you're also going to be talking about pets and how they affect artistic practices, as we were discussing a little bit here earlier on.
Yeah, well, Hannah Bierman and I both are dogs for friends. We are good friends. And, you know, we both have dogs in the studio. And I think there's a long history of artists with dogs in the studio that is really fun. And I love hearing about that. I love seeing how artists incorporate that into their practice. So, yeah, I hope we chat a bit about that, too.
And so in terms of, yeah, that conversation, because I'd like to talk a little bit more about that now. I mean, Pepper being so important to this, and also, you know, the love that everyone has for their pets being something we can relate to. In terms of Pepper being part of your practice now, you know, there's a very specific way as in this kind of homage. But what other ways does it did Pepper figure into your practice?
Well, in just a practical way, you know, she was always in the studio with me. And so, you know, it's strange to not have her there, but I think it, you know, it would pull me out of my work in a nice way sometimes, you know, like forcing me to like go outside, or she would just come over and, you know, like want a hug. But I think especially because I tend to paint things that are kind of imaginary and, you know, maybe more like, yeah, magical, it felt really nice to have an animal around doing that. Also, I have a lot of animals in my work. Yeah, I think animals sort of have a different way they sense the world around them. And it's really nice to be able to like observe that and tap into that and communicate in that way as well.
Yeah, it's something that we so rarely talk about or do, isn't it? Our relationship with animals, with pets, are so personal that it seems that there isn't much conversation about the kind of outsized roles they played in our lives or play in our lives, right? Animals, pets seem to be something that's that we don't have conversations about enough, which is why I'm so curious about it here, because they're almost more intimate than our relationship with some family members, right? I mean, maybe that's going a little bit out on the limb there, but there's something really special about our relationship to animals that doesn't seem like it's articulated much or talked about.
Yeah, well, it really, I think, you know, affects your day-to-day because it's, you know, it's your whole routine, you know, they're often with you all the time. So it, you know, it becomes a very, like, symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really wonderful talking about this. In terms of the show being up already, how have the conversations been? Have there been other pets in there? Has that been part of the conversation that's, you know, that you've experienced during the show or no, not yet?
There have been some dogs. I hope more people bring their dogs in, or if they've lost a dog, they come and bring their memories. But yeah, I mean, I haven't had a ton of, you know, I'm not there all the time, so I haven't had a ton of conversations with people, but I have gotten like positive feedback from people about that. I think, you know, it definitely like reaches a lot of people.
Thanks for talking to me about all of this. And again, condolences for Pepper. And I want to ask one more question before we go a little off topic. What are you reading at the moment?
Sure. So when I was making the sculptures, I like to listen to things when I'm making the sculptures because there's so much busy work. So I was listening to the Sophie Gilbert book, Girl on Girl, How Pop Culture Turned a Generation of Women Against Themselves. And then before bed, I've been slowly getting through SPQR, A History of Ancient Rome by Mary Beard. But I read fun books too. I'm excited for the new Leigh Bardugo book to come out, which is more like a fantasy, strong female protagonist, fun book.
Well, that sounds good. I like all of those. Thanks so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate your time, Sarah, and this beautiful show. For listeners, of course, there's links to follow to see the show before it ends. And if you can, the Artist Talk on April 25th at the gallery with McBride Dillman. More information is, of course, here for users, listeners to click through and see. Sarah, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.